loving awareness invites you to come home to the illuminated nature of your being. Now, more than ever before, it is time. Join together with us in co-creating a world where loving awareness is the prevailing choice. It begins within the hearts of each one of us. Hello, beautiful souls. It's time for our Moonday Monday energy reset. Are you ready? So when we think about the moon, do you know why? Why are we doing this? Why is it Moonday Monday? Well, the reason for that is the moon is very reflective of the way that our energy moves in the world. We're very much in relationship with the moon's energy. And the moon makes its cycle every 28 days or so. So every week of our month is fluctuating, flowing, waxing and waning with the energy of the moon. And if you pay attention to the moon cycles and you pay attention to your moods and your emotional flow, your intuitive flow, your energy flow throughout the month, you might start to recognize that you're maybe flowing in tandem with the energies of the moon, or maybe you're combating the energies of the moon. And it would be good to kind of just notice, well, where is the moon cycle right now, and how could that help inform my movement, my momentum, my energy, where I'm tuning myself, what I'm focusing on, where my attention is. Do I need more rest right now? Is this a great time for me to be really charging up and moving forward and setting things in motion? Or is this really more a time to be relating inward and reflecting more, deepening to our intuition? So the moon, honestly, that moon energy is out there to support us and help us to become more tapped in, more tuned in to our own naturalness and our rhythm. And when we start to flow in sync with the moon's rhythm, things start to flow kind of more magically. So that's what this Moonday Monday energy reset is really all about. That, and originally, did you know that Monday used to be Moonday? That's what it started out as being. So whoever made up that word way back in the beginning, they knew that Monday was meant to be a day of reflection, a day of tuning into our intuition, a day for realignment, a day for looking at where we are on our path and what needs adjusting and making plans accordingly. That's really what our Mondays are meant to be. Now, in our culture, I'm pretty sure everyone will agree with me, very few of us focus on Mondays in that way. Our culture, the world, has taught us that Mondays are something else entirely. Mondays are days to hit the ground running, and they're the start of most of our work weeks. And honestly, that's a little bit backwards. Monday should be a part of what we consider our weekend. It should be a time for us to be able to take inventory, to do a deep check-in, to see where our emotional landscape is, to make intentions, to set goals, to prepare for the week ahead. And that can include preparatory actions, like getting meals prepped for the week. That's actually a really great thing to do on a Monday, but I bet most of us don't do that. And I know now you're like, oh, what am I supposed to do? The whole rest of the world doesn't operate this way. And I completely recognize that. But we can all choose, even if we have to continue to show up in ways that maybe don't match exactly what I'm talking about, we can choose to bring a little bit more intentionality to our Mondays. And when we start out that way at the beginning of the week, even with 10 minutes each morning, really for the whole week, 10 minutes of pause that helps us to recenter ourselves on what became clear to us on Monday morning when we checked in. Are we navigating the way that feels most accurate and in alignment? So that's what I'm hoping these Moonday Monday energy resets offer all of us, is just a time for pause, a time for reflection, a time for reset and rebalance, so that the week ahead can hopefully flow in more ease and grace. Okay, so let's just jump right in now to the energy for this week. So there were several themes that I intuitively felt bubbling up, and these themes, they match the energy of the moon right now. The moon is in its waning phase. We've come through the full moon, lots of energy, lots of release. That's the big culmination, right? The moon growing into that full phase. That's the peak of culmination. And then the energy starts to wane. And so now we're in that energy of waning. And as we're doing that this week, the moon is also moving its way through Scorpio, Sagittarius, and Capricorn. So that is water, fire, and earth. So we've got the elements of water, fire, and earth in that order throughout this week that are influencing our energy. And then knowing that the umbrella energy is this waning, slowing down, getting more reflective, knowing that it's time to lean into rest. This is the energy that is available to us right now. So let's this week give ourselves permission not to fight that. If we're feeling like we need more rest, if we're feeling like we need to slow down and simplify, let's give ourselves permission to do that. It's really important, and you're going to start to see as you create more space for this type of awareness in your field. What is the moon doing right now? Oh, thank you, moon. I'm going to follow suit. Or you don't even have to choose to follow suit. You're going to notice when you tune in more deeply, wow, that's actually really close to what I'm feeling right now. So I look forward. I'm very curious to hear how this lands for you. How does it match up? Does it match up? Are you finding, what are you finding? I want to know. So make sure, please, to check in with me in the comments. I'd love to hear what you're noticing. So this week, because we're going through this, the energy of Scorpio first, and that's water element, there's a lot of depth. There's a lot of emotional flow that we might be noticing underneath the surface. And this is one of the things that is, no matter what week it is, this is a brilliant thing to do. Tap into your emotional flow. Give yourself a check-in every week, honestly, every day. I like to do this throughout the day. I'll notice that I'm having maybe mood fluxes or just that the way my energy is moving throughout the day, I might feel really... the energy is moving faster and all of a sudden the energy is moving slower, or I'm feeling more activated, even agitated, and then sometimes then there's this calm, soothing feeling that comes through. And so I'm just inviting you to really notice those fluxes, those waves, those flows, not just on Monday again, but throughout the week, throughout every day, and just check in with yourself and say, wow, you know, I didn't really give my full attention to that, but I noticed that I had these kinds of peaks and valleys today. And there maybe wasn't even anything right in front of you that was making that happen. But in the undercurrent, you could feel that there were these fluxes. And if you're willing to look at the undercurrent, if you're willing to dig in a little bit more deeply with those feelings, you're going to discover that the landscape of the mind has probably been quite busy. There's always what's right in front of us, very much right in front of us, the conversation we're having, what it is that we're taking part in, what we're doing, what's immediately around us. But then there's always more than that going on. We are multifaceted, multi-layered beings, and there's so much at work in our beingness experience. There's so much at work in our levels and layers of consciousness and how what is beneath the surface is talking to us. And it's important that we listen. We want to be able to tune in and listen to that undercurrent, listen for the messages that are inside of our feelings. So that's where I feel like a big part of our focus needs to be, at least starting out this week. We can't do that too much. I think that our culture has taught us to be almost inattentive of our feelings, dismissive, deny our feelings. You know, just let's just squelch that down a little bit. There's work to be done. There are things to take care of. I need to show up. And these are things that we've told ourselves over time that probably were patterned to us much earlier in our experience. Maybe we had parents who modeled this beautifully for us. Maybe we had teachers, relatives, friends that modeled this to us. In our culture, it's pervasive. Everything in our culture, most things in our culture, it's a little bit, okay, maybe a little extreme to say everything, but there's such a focus on show up, make sure that you can perform, be who you need to be in this situation, for this person, in this relationship. And so many times, yes, that's important. We need to be interrelational, but if we don't know the landscape of our own emotional well-being, if we don't know who and what we really are first, how can we possibly show up and interrelate in the way that we're really meant to? So, you know, there's a lot of other things we could focus on this week, but honestly, as I'm just intuiting this through for you right now, I really feel like this is the heart of it. This is the heart of where our attention and our focus needs to be right now and in the infinite right now moving forward. We cannot spend too much time on getting to know our emotional landscape, our emotional well-being, and to know that it's not really about just getting caught in the emotion. It's about seeing, honoring, recognizing, acknowledging the emotion, the feeling that we're having. But then it's about interrelating with that emotion and that feeling and inviting the feeling to literally come into conversation with us. We can ask that feeling, well, what is this about? What are you trying to point me toward? And so many times what's inside of a feeling that's risen up or something that gets triggered within us is something that's much deeper that can possibly take us all the way back to when we were a small child and maybe we didn't feel seen or heard. Maybe there was a need that was completely unmet and somehow that gets patterned in us and we have these emotional waves and feelings and we don't even know why sometimes certain things rise up the way that they do. So this is all about just taking that time to honor and nurture and acknowledge our feelings and to really ask the feelings, what is it that you wish to share with me? How can I get to know you better so that I understand myself better? How can I relate in a conscious, present, and engaged way with what it is that I'm feeling so that I can learn what my needs are? So that I can feel good about knowing what my needs are. And that's another piece of this. Sometimes I think we've trained ourselves into thinking, I'm completely independent. I don't need this, that, or the other thing. I can take care of myself. And while it is really beautiful to be independent, to know how to take care of yourself, to know how to show up for yourself, it is also important and healthy to admit that we have needs. It's okay to say, I just feel like I need space right now, and then give that space to ourselves. Or, I really am noticing that I feel the need to be heard right now. I know I've talked about this before. I know you may be, and this is finding a loved one close to us, right? A friend, a confidant, someone that we can share with who's willing to just be a sounding board, to just listen, to just be in presence. And that can be a part of the need that you express. I don't need you to fix this for me. I don't need you to change this for me. What I am really feeling that I need right now is I just need someone to sit with me. I just need someone to feel present with me, to just be here, be now, and just listen if I need to talk. And then maybe we recognize, you know what I really need right now? Would you be willing to just put your hand on my back and just rest it there so that I can feel that I'm not alone? These are the kinds of things that we can do. If we're feeling alone, we're feeling loneliness, how can we help to bring self-healing to ourselves? What can we do? What is it that we need beneath the surface of the feeling that we're really looking for? And can we allow ourselves enough vulnerability to speak our needs, to speak our truth, to ask for what it is that we need and want. And then, this might be the most challenging part, is being able to be detached from the outcome, being able to be detached from how exactly that need is met. It's almost more, the healing comes more in the acknowledgement and the honoring of the feeling and the need that might be riding in the undercurrent of that feeling. It's more about us owning our feelings and owning our needs and allowing ourselves to speak our truth around it. And then being able to just feel really good about that. And working on building relationships where these needs can be seen, heard, honored, and met. But the most important thing right now that all of us can work on is our own self-love, our own self-care, our own self-acknowledgement. Because when we feel seen and heard by ourselves, everything changes. Everything changes. And we can heal that within ourselves. We can repattern that within ourselves. So this week, that's where Source is guiding us right now. That's where our intention is meant to be. There are many other things that we could focus on this week, but right now, right here in this moment, this is the delivery. This is what we are being invited to love ourselves toward. So I'd like to bring us now into some intentional balance and reset space. So as we begin to deepen into our reset balancing energy space for this week, I want you to just close your eyes and put your hands on your heart. And let's give ourselves a moment, a few moments for reflection and introspection. Just a couple of questions that we can ask ourselves. We can ask, what is it that I'm feeling right now? What has my emotional landscape been sharing with me this last while? We can ask ourselves, how willing am I to accept and acknowledge and honor my feelings? And we can affirm that we're willing to listen, that we're willing to dig deeper, that we're willing to inquire and relate with our feelings and explore and discover, look deeper to see what's beneath and inside the feeling. And we can ask ourselves, are we ready to know what we really need? Are we ready to know that our needs go far beyond a grocery list or something that we need for the house or a new pair of shoes? Those aren't the kinds of needs we're talking about. We're talking about the deep needs, the needs for our self-care, for our soul, for our inner landscape. And we're inviting ourselves now to get in touch with those needs, to see those needs, to acknowledge those needs. We're committing to ourselves that we're willing to know our needs. And we're willing to give ourselves, in fact, we do, we give ourselves permission to feel. We give ourselves permission to have needs. Having needs doesn't make us weak. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with us. It means we're living the human experience. Everyone has needs. And it's important for us to acknowledge our needs. No more dismissing, no more denying, no more diminishing. I'm here for myself. I hear my needs. I listen to my feelings. I'm willing to inquire more deeply, to know myself. to honor myself. I embrace my needs. It is safe for me to feel what I feel. I'm here. I'm here for myself. Allow yourselves to go into a space of self-parenting, inner parenting, reparenting. When we allow ourselves to talk with our highest self, when we allow ourselves to tap into the source nature, our illuminature, who and what we really are, we're allowing the voice of the most supreme parent to be able to be in constant contact with us, constant connection. And that's what we want to do. What is it that we wanted to hear that we maybe never heard from our own parents? No fault to them. They did the best that they could. But if I could hear anything, we can ask ourselves this now. If I could hear anything, if I needed to hear anything ever before at any point in my experience, I'm going to allow myself to hear what I needed to hear then, now. I'm going to allow my higher self, my spirit, the source nature, my illuminature to speak to me, because I'm in constant contact with that energy. That energy is me. And I'm allowing that energy to speak to me, to allow myself to heal. And so we may allow our higher self, our illuminature, our source parent, we may allow that energy to speak to us and say things to us like, you are so safe. You are so held. You're never, ever, ever alone. I am ever present, here, now, always listening to you, listening to your every need, supporting you, inviting you to hear yourself, to know that you are strong and brave and capable, that you are kind and present and compassionate. You are so, so, so beautiful. You are safe. You are so loved. You are so loved. I'm holding you in a constant field of protection. You'll never, ever, ever be left alone. The support system that surrounds you, the energy of support that is there for you infinitely, 100% times infinity, is there always, vibrating strong and true. You can trust this energy. Trust yourself. Trust. You are loved. You are so, so loved. We can invite ourselves into that conversation. We can invite that nature that is infinitely loving, light-filled energy to be in constant relationship with us. We can invite that energy to converse with us. All we need to do is tap into our illuminature, tap into the source nature of who and what we really are, and simply ask. Ask for the support, and it is given. When we ask ourselves, when we tap into the heart of our being and we ask for what we need, and we listen, we ask ourselves a question. If the most supreme loving parent could talk to me right now, what I would really need to hear is that everything's going to be all right, and I can find my way through this, and I can see the clarity, and I can feel the pulse of direction, and I can see the steps that I need to take. This is what I need to hear from my parent right now. And then listen and allow the energy of that illuminature parent of yours to speak those truths to you, and believe it. Believe it. trust it. This is the energy for us to focus with this week. This is where we are. Whew. Very good. Dear ones, please take these invitations to heart. Practice this energy. Practice this aliveness within yourself. Allow. Listen, feel, tap into your intuition. Listen to your body. We are a messaging system. Is that a word? Yeah, messaging. We are messaging systems. Our feelings, our physical bodies, our intuitive body, our minds, all of these systems are orchestrating together to deliver messages to us within every breath and every moment of every day. Give ourselves to those systems of informing energy. Listen to your body. Do you need more rest? Give yourselves more rest. Do you need a timeout? Give yourselves a timeout. Give yourselves what you need. Okay. This is honestly always the most challenging part, is to rein the energy in, because once the faucet is opened in this way, Source would sit here and talk with us. There's no such thing as time in the source nature of all that is. So I know time has passed and it's time for us to move on for this week. And Source would love to continue to be here talking with us. So we know how fast time in the earth plane goes. So the next Moonday, Monday energy reset will be here before we know it. I hope that this one has felt healing and supportive and balancing for you. I hope that it serves your week forward. And just give yourselves the space you need. That's what just keeps reverberating. Give yourselves the space you need. Love yourselves. Take care of yourselves. Honor yourselves. Okay. Very good. Thank you. I love you. So if you enjoyed this Moonday Monday energy reset, and you'd like to experience more of these types of healing and supportive balancing tools in your life, you can join us at Illuminate Your Circle. This is our online space for coming together in these ways, where we can offer you self-care. We can't offer you self-care because that's actually your job, but we can offer you tools and all kinds of support so that you can harness your ability towards self-care, self-love, intentional living, bringing more intention and purpose to your lives. Join us in Illuminate Your Circle. It'll be worth it. It will be worth it. Thank you. I love you. Loving Awareness Sanctuary offers transformative intuitive energy and life guidance sessions with Savi Ma, well-being services, nature immersions, medicine walks, and retreats. Sanctuary grown and crafted self-care products and creative conscious media, podcasts, online classes, and more to support in balancing and uplifting your well-being on all levels.